Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Friday, July 26th. Brent Anthony Tony Venglish, 56 of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held today from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Tony Venglish is survived by his siblings, Nadine Lamb, Eugene Venglish, Dion Venglish, and Teresa Flick, nieces and nephews, and many friends and other relatives. Brent Anthony Tony Venglish, 56 of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held at 11 today, or excuse me, at 11 on Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 4 to 6, and again on Saturday from 9 until 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or a charity of your choice. Eloise Miller is survived by three children, Martha and Scott Bornschlegel, Gary and Lori Miller, and Rhonda and Doug Roan, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Beth Lau, Glenda Lau, and Evelyn Groh. Brother-in-law, Kent Brandt, many nieces and nephews, other family, and many friends. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died on Sunday, July 21st at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held on Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church on Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home of Reedsburg is assisting the family. Donald Powell is survived by his wife, Cheryl, two daughters, Dominique and Scott, and Monica and Matt, three grandchildren, four brothers, Walter Powell Jr. and Sandy, Richard Powell, Gerald and Judy Powell, and Francis Powell, many nieces, nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life on Sunday at 10 at Rock Laramie Church in Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon is survived by his wife, Janie, two birth sisters, Joyce Davis and Prudence August, an adoptive sister, Janelle Ward, adopted brother, Jeff Cannon, adoptive parents, Leonard and Leela Joan Cannon, and several nieces and nephews. James Cannon, 58, of Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died on July 19th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be on Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill is survived by his wife of 62 years, Donna, three sons, William and Danny, Robert and Nancy, and John and Ginny, nine grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Pam McCorkle, and many other relatives and friends. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. Shirley Angela Lewis, 86, of Madison and formerly of Muscadet, died on July 22nd at home. A funeral service will be held on Monday at 11 at Asbury Church in Middleton. A private burial will take place at the Blue River Valley Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Asbury Church on Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in memory of Stephen and Susan Lewis. Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Shirley Lewis is survived by two daughters, Vicky and Marty Bakken, and Carolyn and Brian Brash, three grandchildren, a great-grandson, and a sister, Sally Ross. Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green, died on Tuesday, July 23rd at SSM St. Mary's Healthcare Center following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held on Wednesday at 11:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church from 4 to 6 on Tuesday and again on Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of mass at 11:30. The family requests that, in lieu of flowers, memorials be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family. Survivors of Marcia Marty include her husband, Philip, her mother, Rita Markline of Spring Green, four sisters, Kathleen and Joseph Loy of Fenimore, Corrine Markline of Baraboo, Mary and Brian Reeve of Spring Green, and Karen Markline of Spring Green. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will immediately follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center on Wednesday from 5 to 8. Friends may also call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Jim Patch is survived by his wife of 24 years, Sue, three children, Julie and Nick Meyer of Reedsburg, Doug and Vicky Patch of McQuan, and Sarah and Ryan Redeman of Madison, eight grandchildren, nine nieces and nephews, and countless friends. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center.